between Jesus' promise in John 16:7 and the day of Pentecost and the coming of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, there was the great day of the Lord's crucifixion. Jesus had to suffer and die in order to send the gift of the Holy Spirit to make it possible for us to have that great gift. There's also a day of crucifixion that comes to us. We must be crucified with Christ in the reality of our own experience. The old man must be nailed to the cross, and we must be aware of it and know it, because in no other way can we be delivered from the death that sin produces in us. Dying to sin is a real act, a constant and continuous choosing, a genuine experience. Symbolically, we were buried with him in baptism. Now we are being made conformable to his death, and we become partakers now in resurrection life. There is a new life of power and victory in God which becomes ours, and we are elevated through Christ into his own resurrection life in actual spiritual experience. It's just as necessary as the crucifixion or the resurrection to know the ascended life, because Jesus ascended and sits at the right hand of God the Father. In the same way, he reckons us to be there, seated in heavenly places in Christ. Beloved, that is where the power is. That is where you see the glory of God. That is where signs and wonders follow. That is the life of the miraculous. We were not meant to be ordinary or mediocre. We were meant to be people from a different nation who lived totally different lives, spreading the goodness, the kindness, the generosity, the love, the healing power of God to those around us, from our place in the resurrected Christ, from our place in an ascended lifestyle. God bless you as you think about this.